In the shadowy underworld of a crime-ridden city, four men known as the Vipers rule with calculated brutality. When Rob, a gambling addict drowning in debt, offers his daughter Roxy as payment, he has no idea what he's setting in motion. The Vipers, cold, calculating Ryder, charming, manipulative Kenzo, traumatized, powerful Garrett, and psychotic, obsessive Diesel, expect to claim an easy prize. Instead, they find themselves facing a silver-haired bartender whose fierce independence and combat skills immediately challenge their dominance. Roxy's first encounter with their lower-ranking members ends with her systematically dismantling all four attackers, her fury erupting when one breaks a prized antique stool in her bar. This display of strength catches the Viper's attention, particularly Ryder's, who finds himself drawn to her despite repeatedly telling himself she's merely a means to an end. None of them realize that kidnapping Roxy will shatter their carefully constructed world and force each to question everything they thought they knew about power, loyalty, and redemption. "I'd rather die than be owned by men like you," Roxy declares upon waking in her gilded prison, slashing bedding with broken mirror and letting her blood drip everywhere. Each Viper responds distinctly. Ryder maintains cold distance, Kenzo treats her as a conquest, Garrett shows trauma-driven hostility, and Diesel develops an obsessive fascination, watching her sleep. As days pass, Roxy tests boundaries while the Vipers discover her demons, an abusive childhood with her gambling-addicted father, creating an unexpected bridge between them. During one escape attempt, she destroys Ryder's car, leading to punishment that reveals deeper connection when she witnesses Diesel's torture methods. Confronting a child abuser, Roxy discovers her own darkness when she tells Diesel to make it hurt. This marks a turning point as she sees herself reflected in these dangerous men. "You entered a den of vipers," Diesel tells her. "Choose whether to remain as our prey or shed and become a predator." What begins as four dangerous men holding one woman captive transforms as Roxy's fierce spirit undermines this dynamic. Sexual tension builds uniquely with each Viper. Ryder maintains control, Kenzo turns everything into a game, Garrett's encounters reflect past trauma, and Diesel blends pleasure with pain in ways Roxy willingly embraces. Through these encounters, Roxy gains leverage, negotiating small freedoms and becoming valuable to their business through her bartending connections. "I'm your worst nightmare, Ryder Viper," she declares. "Something you never saw coming, something you can't control." The psychological landscape shifts as the men confront unexpected feelings. Kenzo openly admits love, Diesel expresses obsession, Garrett struggles with vulnerability, and Ryder feels threatened by these emotions. For Roxy, confusion grows as she glimpses their humanity, their loyalty, traumatic pasts, and capacity for both cruelty and kindness. This conflict culminates when the Vipers give her freedom while hoping she'll choose to stay. Beneath the surface of violence runs a deeper current: how trauma shapes us and how connection can heal. Each character carries profound wounds. Ryder and Kenzo were raised by an abusive father, with Ryder killing someone at 13 to protect his brother before discovering their mother's suicide. Garrett was betrayed and tortured by Daphne, leaving scars that make him fear intimacy. Diesel endured perhaps the worst childhood, a junky mother who tried to use him as a drug mule and attempted to sell him. After prison, he found her murdered, leading him at 17 to hunt down her killer and set him on fire. Roxy suffered years of abuse before her father sold her to pay a debt. What's remarkable is how these damaged individuals begin healing each other. Roxy helps the men process their trauma while they offer her unconditional acceptance, valuing her strength and even her damaged parts. "What started as a business deal has now become my life," Roxy reflects. "I was thrown to the Vipers, and now they are mine." The organized crime setting showcases loyalty, family, and moral ambiguity. The Vipers operate where violence is currency, and weakness means death, responding to rivals with brutal efficiency. They form a brotherhood transcending blood. We started off as nothing, just four broken boys trying to survive, Kenzo explains. We became brothers because we had no one else. When Roxy joins, she brings warmth and perspective. This transformation becomes evident after her kidnapping by the Triad, when the Vipers unleash violence to recover her, not from possession, but love. As the conflict escalates, personal vendettas emerge. When Daphne, Garrett's former torturer, recaptures him, Roxy demonstrates loyalty by killing her to save him. Similarly, Roxy confronts her abusive father, telling him, "I'm finally moving on, and to do that, I have to forgive you." Yet when he attacks her, she kills him efficiently, feeling nothing, just another job to do. These acts of vengeance serve as catharsis, closing chapters from their past. Roxy evolves from captive to equal partner and queen of the Vipers' empire through pivotal moments. When Ryder puts her in charge of their bar ventures, including Roxer's, he acknowledges her worth. "Our money is now yours. Want a whole goddamn island? Just ask." During the Triad War, she proves her strategic value by reporting them through legal channels. Her transformation shows in how others perceive her. Cherry addresses her with respect while ignoring the men, and at Kenzo's casino, she confidently challenges wealthy patrons while sitting on his lap. "The city is yours," Kenzo tells her, "and so am I." Ultimately, Roxy embraces her role not just as lover, but as a Viper herself, equal in power and deserving of the same loyalty. This culminates in their marriage ceremony, where each man presents a unique ring symbolizing their distinct connection. "These four men are my happiness, my life, my home," Roxy reflects. "Whatever path we take now, we take together, five vipers entwined in a den until the end." What began as Dutt Collection transforms into a family bound by choice. Their new house, with its modern gray walls, black and white gold marble floors, and curved split stairs, represents their bond, expensive yet cozy, perfectly reflecting us as a family. This physical home mirrors their emotional one, where darkness is accepted rather than feared. Their businesses expand legitimately. Garrett opens gyms for underprivileged kids, Kenzo celebrates his 20th casino, and Roxy launches bars. Yet each still grapples with inner demons. Ryder's fear of becoming his father, Garrett learning trust, Kenzo believing he deserves love, and Diesel balancing sadistic impulses with care. For Roxy, the journey involves accepting her darkness without being consumed by it. "I realize a woman can be simultaneously strong and weak, beautiful and scarred, scared and brave, smart and sexy," she reflects. "With my Vipers and our new house, I finally have hope for a better future where darkness might actually be good." The Den of Vipers has become a home where embracing their darkness becomes their truest path to light.